This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. And boy, what a show we got going tonight. I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And hello to Maria in Germany. I hope you're doing well over there, kiddo. Come and visit us when you can. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers guys out, guys and gals out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center haulers, the guys in the post office hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you can get your mail delivered today. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys like Tom down there in Venice, hauling the gas and the diesel, getting it done, making sure that we got petrol to get back and forth to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. Our handle over there for every one of those is at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and you can communicate with us off the website. You'll see a way to do that. You can also hear the radio show when it's live over there. And when it's not live, you can hear the stream of the most current show playing over there. And all our podcasts are over there, too. So there you go. All right. Joining us from California, IA, out there in the land of milk, honey, fruit, nuts, and Nancy Pelosi, it's Kyle Lorne.
Hello, Captain.
And you're the professor of politics because you put up with all that.
We try.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we got into quite a conversation here in the first hour about stuff that was going on, but I want to play Debbie Stabenow. Do you know who she is?
Right, that's right. Yeah, isn't she trying to think of exactly?
All right, let me cut to the chase. She's a senator, U.S. senator,
that's right. You're
out
right.
of Michigan. Now, she was bragging about her electric car and her trip that she recently made from Michigan to Washington, D.C. And I want you to listen to the way she says this and to what she says along the way. Let's see if we can get this to play right off the bat.
I do have to say, just on the issue of gas prices after waiting for a long time to have enough trips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle. I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station. It didn't matter how high it was. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity for us to move to vehicles that aren't going to be dependent on the whims of the oil companies and the international markets.
Now, sounds rather lackadaisical, doesn't it?
Well, sure. It's almost like it was a heavenly trip, you know, with no problems.
What's the problem with that?
Well, I don't know how many times they would have had to stop and take a long time to recharge the electric car.
She couldn't have gone in one trip.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And then, Captain, also in that statement, it's really more about virtue signaling than it is about any kind of practical thing for the American people to save money or be less dependent on the whims of some oil company and presumably some foreign government, because we have all kinds of oil at our own disposal. We don't have to be at the whims, really, of anybody. And the Trump era proved that, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're trying to voice that whole narrative on us again.
Well, granted, she's a woman. Granted, they have to make a certain amount of stops that sometimes men don't happen to make. But I'm telling you, she couldn't have driven that all at one stretch. She would have had to have stopped somewhere, plugged that car in, and charged it. So I'm guessing she spent an overnight someplace.
Well, it does take time to charge the cars. You know, electric cars that are used as, like, commuter vehicles, you might commute 40 or 50 miles to work, let's say, and your charge would be just fine. But you're banking on recharging it either at your place of work or at your home at night. But if you, and let's just say in the best case scenario right now, you're going 300 miles on a charge. Well, driving from Michigan to Washington, D.C. is a lot farther than 300 miles. So you can do the math and figure out that you'd stop many times.
Well,
we have
a nationally syndicated radio host here at the same radio station that I'm at. He lives over here in Clearwater. It's Mike Gallagher. You know who he is, right?
Of course, yeah.
He has an electric car. It's a Tesla. Now, they had to put in an electric charging point here for him, and all he does is drive from over there to over here, lets the car sit. He might go a little somewhere around the area and then goes back over. But he has an electric charging port right out here where he carries the cord with him. He plugs it in, charges the car while he's sitting in his parking spot doing his radio show.
Wow.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back. And he keeps it charged all the time because he says he uses a certain amount of power coming over here and he wants to make sure he's good to go if he has to go. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. Thank you. That's Jeff in Sarasota that was doing that, and he's on the line right now doing something. Don't know what the something is, so good morning to you there, Mr. Jeff. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that makes Relief Factor. And I have been taking their product for just about 8 years. Come July, it will be 8 years. Every day, I start out with a packet of Relief Factor because of the problems that I have with my feet and ankles and legs. Now, that being the fact, I will tell you that this product helps you to reduce inflammation and swelling. It also gets rid of the pain that you've got by going right straight to the source of the pain. Never seen anything quite like it. By the way, I had a wrist that was bothering me along with my back, along with my feet. And this stuff actually helped quell all of it. Unbelievable. And that actually happened. It helped quell all of it. Now, it's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or eliminates the pain that you've got, whatever it happens to be, and it will alleviate pain at the source because it goes through four different metabolic pathways to do just that. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. So all it costs is $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get it started that way. You go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over to that website, $19.95 gets you in, and after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Yep, and it works. And I wouldn't be telling you it didn't if it didn't. So it does. There you go. Now, We had a Democrat, a congressman in Pennsylvania, that just pled guilty to ballot stuffing. Did you hear about it?
I sure did. You know, Captain, this particular former congressman is former U.S. Representative Michael Ozzie Myers, 79 years old. But Captain, this goes all the way back to 1980. Do you remember Ab Scam?
I do.
Well, he was expelled from Congress after being caught taking bribes during the Ab Scam whole incident.
Yep.
And he's actually now pled guilty to conspiracy to deprive voters of civil rights and bribery, bribing elections judge, basically. And this went on during 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018 Pennsylvania elections. It seems like Captain just said whatever was possible to be done, he did it with elections.
What a dope. What a dope. And I'm glad he got caught. Now, when Congress boosted bankruptcy fees but exempted filers in Alabama and North Carolina from the higher fees, it violated a uniformity requirement in the U.S. Constitution. This was ruled such by the Supreme Court on June the 6th. Now, the 19-page court opinion in Siegel versus Fitzgerald, Court File 21-441, was written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and oral arguments in the case were heard back on April the 18th. So they squared that around, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander. No partiality because you're in a certain state.
Well, that's right. And a lot of this focused around, you might recall, the old technology store chain called Circuit City.
Yeah.
They ended up paying like $500,000 more in bankruptcy fees than they would have paid in a different state, like Alabama, for example. But these fees went up because basically the government's bankruptcy watchdog is the DOJ's Office of the U.S. Trustee. Their budget is funded by these bankruptcy fees, and this is the reason those fees were even raised, in order to increase the budget.
And somebody wanted a bonus and a pay raise.
Yep.
So there you go. Steve Bannon, you know who he is, right?
Well, of course. He used to work with Donald Trump.
His legal team has issued subpoenas to top Democrats and members of the controversial January 6th House of Representatives panel in a development in Bannon's ongoing contempt of Congress case. Now, in October, the Democratic-led House voted to certify a contempt of Congress charge against Bannon, who had refused a subpoena from the January 6th panel. Sounds familiar, huh?
Oh, yes.
Asserting a right to executive privilege as a former White House staff member. Now, despite legal questions over the validity of the panel's subpoenas, the Department of Justice decided to pursue a criminal case against Bannon. And now, Bannon's lawyers have issued 16 subpoenas to top members of the committee, as well as other Democrats, to include House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who chose the panel's members, Representative Bernie Thompson, who is the chairman, and the only two Republicans on the committee, Representative Liz Cheney, who is the co-chairwoman of the committee, and Adam Kinzinger. And he's retiring after this year, not running again. But they've all been subpoenaed to testify in this case, Steve Bannon's case. That should be interesting.
Well, Captain, if you wanted to have a primetime, you know, NBC special or something, this sounds more like it than the January 6th hearings that I think are, I believe it's on NBC.
At 8 p.m.
Yeah, at 8 p.m., you're right. But I got to tell you, I think they're going to fight these subpoenas. And suddenly it'll be some sort of righteous fight against these Steve Bannon subpoenas. You watch how they'll frame it, Nancy Pelosi and the others, of course. But if you get Nancy Pelosi to appear under oath of any kind, first question should be, why didn't you back up the security and make sure it was in place?
Why did you not authorize and approve the National Guard?
Right. And because the president, President Trump, said, you know, did everything possible to make sure that they were available. So why? That's a good question.
Yep. Now, President Barack Obama approved a statement by the U.S. intelligence community back in October of 2016 that accused Russia of stealing emails from the Democratic National Committee, despite the U.S. government not having obtained the DNC server images crucial to ascertaining whether or not Moscow was actually involved in the theft. Now, FBI emails recently made public during the trial against now acquitted DNC attorney Michael Sussman show the Bureau was still in the process of requesting images of the DNC servers on October the 13th, 2016. Now, the server images, which are equivalent to a virtual copy of the alleged crime scene, were taken by the private security firm CrowdStrike. Remember them and all that stuff?
Well, that's right. That's right. So, but the issue here, of course, is that before they ever got any copies of whatever it is that CrowdStrike had or didn't have, who knows at this point, but they had already put out a statement that was accusing Russia of hacking the, you know, these, like the DNC, this kind of thing. And so it does kind of beg the question, you know, it's a chicken and the egg kind of a thing. Well, you know, did you have proof or didn't you when you made this statement?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's an interesting stat that's just for public knowledge. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, abortion killed 204.5 times more American babies in 2019 than the number of Americans ages 1 through 19 years old killed that year by firearms.
Yes. I mean, that's a terrible, horrible statistic, isn't it? I mean, it's just hard to hear. The simple and the sad fact, Captain, I think, is that you have a lot of people who don't view that kind of statistic as being that they that they were human beings, basically. That this is where one of the big giant divides is on this whole subject.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to outlaw abortion altogether. I think there's going to be the exceptions of for the health of the mother and the health of the baby. I believe that's what it is. And rape and incest, I think, are also included in that. But I think that that's always going to be around, like it or not.
Well, and from a constitutional standpoint, the current controversy is whether or not it exists in the United States Constitution. It was hung their hats on the idea of privacy, but this would, again, simply revert back as a states' rights issue, and the Democrats and the far left can make their case and legislatively.
And according to NBC, the January 6th committee's got some work to do, as belief in Trump's culpability of January 6th has now declined dramatically.
And if it hadn't, or if it wasn't the state of affairs, they wouldn't need a primetime special. It's
no.
It's that simple.
They are trying to create a doubt for the American voter, the American people, so that Donald Trump cannot run in 2024 and win. That's what this is all about. Mark my words.
Well, sure, because if there was this critical mass in the country, like Watergate, let's say, for example, they wouldn't need a primetime special.
Yep. Has nothing to do with actually finding some fault. It has to do with stopping Donald Trump. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee seeks to eliminate the Electoral College and stop former President Donald Trump from running for office in 2024. This according to Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He spoke to Newsmax.
This thing is so partisan, they went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
Gas prices rose again on Wednesday, setting another record high and adding to a string of consecutive record high days. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of unleaded gas is $4.96. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. 90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. 90. That number to call is 833-848-2590.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty. This portion of the program, a conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, MyPillow.com is famous for the buy one, get one's extravaganzas that they put on from time to time. And we got another one here for you that we're going to talk about, because we just came off a big one, and this is another one slightly different than the one before. But right now, you can buy one, get one free on the pricing of the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Those are the top-of-the-line sheets, and I mean, they are high quality. I've got two sets. Also, you can get the premium Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are the top of the top, and I got two of them. You can also get the six-piece towel sets. Those are the towels that actually fit you if you're pretty good size, because they will still fit you. And the roll-and-go anywhere my pillows, the ones you take if you get in a plane or on a train or in a bus or on a cruise ship or whatever. They're the little pillows that you take along with you that make you feel comfortable just like at home. Now, you can go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459 to find out more. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. So give them a call at 1-800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. All right, back with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got Elliot from Wesley Chapel on the line. Let's see what he's up to. Okay, Elliot, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast, Kyle. Look, America, I got something to talk to you about that is very important. The border is about to explode in total chaos.
I thought it already had.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to get even worse this week. It's important you understand the timeline as to where we find ourselves. Now, when Joe Biden was sworn in, he immediately sent National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to Central America to advise security to advise Belize, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, as well as Guatemala. Officials started open borders. Now, then Biden sent Vice President Kamala Harris several times to Central America, where she, each time appearing on the most powerful TV station in Central America, declaring open borders in America. Every Central American country have emptied their jails and prisons into the American system. Population. That's right. Now, La Raza, Catholic Charities, Catholic Church, and Univision radio stations purchased by billionaire Marxist, atheist, socialist George Soros, who hates America. Now, he will control the messaging on most, if not all, Spanish channels in radio. 20,000 strangers are marching towards our southern border. The Mexican National Guard are useless, no damn good. Stand by on the sideline looking at people. America, forget the training of Mexican soldiers with Border Patrol. Biden has pissed off President Obrador for not inviting the leaders from Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba to the summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. Now, every town of these illegals pass through. They are picking up people and could swell to as many as 50,000 people when they're done. Now, in Joe Biden's society, Marxists, socialists, communists, atheists are first-class citizens. Illegals, parts unknown around the world, are made second. And American citizens who disagrees are placed third or last in line. That's the way it is, America. Understand that. This is the concrete facts. Joe Biden, evil fake ass, Catholic Christian, is the worst president turncoat in American history. Top scholars around the world will debate his sellout of America for socialism for years to come. And thanks for the opportunity. I hope America understands by now. I won't comment on this anymore. Have a great day, sir.
Okay, I think America does understand because it's affecting all of us right now. And obviously, when you take a look at employment and you take a look at these people, by the way, there was something else that was promised yesterday. I don't know if you heard it or not, Kyle. They're going to take these people coming in on the border and dump them further inside the U.S.
Yeah, that's definitely, this has been happening to one degree or another, and it's actually angered some different governors, as I understand, because they're not aware of this. They're not being told.
No.
And so,
and instead
yes,
of just automatically, let's say, take them to Chicago, they might take them to Sheboygan.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's because the destabilization can't just occur at so-called border states, right? They have to make sure that the destabilization occurs all throughout the country all at the same time, as best as they can, make it happen. Because what else do you expect to happen? And so it's a political move. They believe that by creating more chaos, that they will be able to then gather more power.
Now, aren't you glad you don't live in the United Kingdom?
Well, I mean, the United Kingdom's pretty great in and of itself, but yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
Not so fast. The United Kingdom is currently testing a 4-day work week.
Yeah, that's what we hear. That's right. Well, it's this idea that you're going to get 100% of your pay. This is the notion, 100% of your pay for 80% of your time, but with 100% productivity. That's the notion behind this kind of thing. But work has really changed. You know, people worked from home for so long, and so this may be kind of a, I don't want to say a logical outgrowth, because I think it's very, you know, people are, you know, now we're going to have a 3-day weekend every weekend kind of a thing. But work has changed, especially with younger people. They don't see the idea of being at an office or being at a place of work administratively anyway, 5 days a week. Their notion is much more, tell me what you need and what's your timetable and I will get it to you and I'll work when I can. And so, you know, the face of an office has changed greatly, but we'll see how this goes.
Now, we've all heard Louisiana Senator John Kennedy a time or two, right?
Of course, yeah.
And in my best John Kennedy voice, I'm going to say something. You ready?
Yep.
The price of gas is so high that it would be cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere.
It sounds like Senator Kennedy, that's for sure. both in the inflection and what was said, that's pretty good, Captain. Well, I hope we can be a little bit funny here. I think he's probably right. I guess we could just ask Hunter, you know, how much energy you can derive from this.
Okay, I got a question for you. Ready?
Yep.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that the, and this is a quote, says the economy is in a better place. Huh?
Well, you know, I saw that, Captain, and I'm thinking, no, actually, the economy has gone to a better place. I'm pretty sure, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's going off to a better place, you know. And it's the economy, no, it's not a good place. It's in a very bad place.
Now, Mark Levin really got some people upset last night. He said this on TV, and I hate to tell you this, but I agree with him. He said if we're using Woodward's Trump January 6th standards, then we need to arrest the squad.
Well, he's just pointing out the obvious double standards that, you know, that apply. Whenever we hear very extreme kinds of things. And, of course, they're trying to paint Trump as incredibly extreme and so forth. But certainly the squad gets away with saying the most terrible things about our country and about what should be done and this kind of thing. So Mark Levin, in his own way, has pointed that out.
Yeah, and some good news. ICE has arrested 32 suspects in an undercover child exploitation sting. So that's a good thing, getting rid of these people.
Well, you know, we've talked about, of course, in terms of school security, you know, protecting the children is like a sacred duty that we have in our society, and to help children who have been exploited in such a way and to help prevent it, that is the Lord's work, Captain.
You betcha. All righty, time to take a little break. You hang on, Kyle. Folks are going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back with more.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and
3. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil, We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
is the Edgar Winter Group, and Kyle, what's the name of that song?
That is Frankenstein. That's the classic.
Do we know anybody by that name? Could that be a Dr. Fauci lookalike?
Well, but Frankenstein, that's back from 1972, and it's rock, it's progressive rock, and another proggy type stuff like that would be like Rick Wakeman and Journey to the Center of the Earth, and of course that would give into like things like Genesis. They were very progressive rock, and then more modern day stuff like Porcupine Tree. These kinds of groups, they flow as composers, and they offer something really different. So I'm glad you played that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a little different, and you know, if they aren't awake now, they never will be. Okay, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have some heat advisories and warnings to tell you about. So if you're on your way into Arizona via I-10 tonight, first of all, you're going to have some rain starting around Las Cruces on and off till you get to about the border of Arizona. There you're going to start into the excessive heat warning. So be sure, of course, drivers, to have your radiators right when you head into these areas, because you're going to have the heat all through southern Arizona, up through Kingman, up into southern Nevada, Las Vegas, and of course in the California desert, I-15, especially on that trucking corridor between the area of Las Vegas, Southern California, along I-15. Also, Central Valley has excessive heat warnings. Reno has a heat advisory, and that extends on up through I-80 as you head northeast, so be aware of that. Also, we have possibility of thunderstorms from northwest Oregon through, northeast Oregon, up through central Idaho and on into Montana, so be aware of that. Active rain right now. We're seeing some, of course, up in Montana, I-90 near Miles City. And then, let's see, from last hour, we told you about rain near Roswell, New Mexico as well. But right now, the most that we're seeing on the radar map is that stretch from Las Cruces, New Mexico, to the border of Arizona. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, we'll pick up the weather in the middle part of the country. Let's go up into Minnesota, the northeastern corner of Minnesota, Duluth on down towards the Twin Cities and I-94. You've got some unsettled weather conditions there. Could be some rain today. Could be some thunderstorms up that way. You still got flooding up along the Canadian border from Duluth all the way over in about 100 miles or so. So be advised of that. A lot of low area flooding up in there. Now, moving on down to Wisconsin, and right on the northern tip of Illinois, if you will, you've got fog, heavy fog in there tonight that'll bring you up around Monroe, Wisconsin, maybe almost all the way to Milwaukee, just outside Milwaukee, and it's in the central part of the state there too. So be advised, heavy, dense fog in that area right now. Now moving on down south, following the mighty Mississippi down towards the south. We do have some rain, and we do have some flooding conditions in Missouri up around Columbia right now, north of the interstate there, north of I-40, so be advised of that. And then, I-70. And then coming on down to Arkansas, right along I-40, just a little bit south of I-40, over in the western part of Arkansas, we have some low-level flooding over in there right now. Been a lot of that going on because of all the rain they've had up through there. And coming on down to the Gulf, we have some fog from the outskirts of Houston all the way down on and off right along the shoreline all the way to Brownsville and McAllen again tonight. Got a little bit of fog to speak of in Louisiana, around New Orleans, over towards Gulfport, Mississippi. And on up the East Coast tonight, we have some fog in the Chesapeake Bay area on up through there, as well as some rough weather. It looks like some windy weather, no rain to speak of. Windy weather along Cape Cod from Long Island over to Cape Cod. And then when we get up to Maine along the border there with Nova Scotia and on down towards Bangor, we've got an area of dense fog in there. So be advised and be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us about your radio show and how we can hear it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and all the information he brings along to the table. And good morning to Jeff. Jeff was chiming in down there. He's just making all kinds of noise here in the chat room. And you can get in the chat room, too, if you want to. Go over to Facebook and go to the Captain's Group. The Captain's Group. And that'll get you in there. And if you can't do that, become a follower of the official Captain's America Third Watch page, and you'll see the stuff that we put in there. And, of course, you can always go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com and send us an email off that. All right, let's go over to the telephone line. We've got from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, General John Allen, who was a mainstay around Tampa for quite a while at MacDill, found his way over to Iraq and became the commanding general in Iraq, has got himself in a little hot water.
Actually, he was the commanding general in Afghanistan. But, this was all during the Obama administration. He retired, and he ended up leading what is known as the Brookings Institute, which I have had a problem with for a very long time. As a matter of fact, it was the Brookings Institute that was quite the force behind the Trump impeachment, the first one. The Brookings Institute was actually founded by a former roommate of Bill Clinton. But anyway, that's where Gerald Allen ended up. after his retirement from the Marine Corps. And he's in big, deep trouble because there was a raid at the Brookings Institute just a couple of days ago to get documents that shows that he is quite the advocate, quite the lobbyist for Qatar. Now, isn't that kind of interesting? Because Qatar is, in fact, what was established to be the headquarters of the embassy for the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the Brookings Institute has suspended him. I never had any use for the man ever, but at the end of the Obama term too, Obama put him in charge of taking down Islamic State. That didn't work out until Trump got into office. So you got to wonder, how much influence did the Brookings Institute and General Allen have with the Biden White House and exactly on how we left Afghanistan under the Biden administration? So, yeah, I wrote a piece, and I think people might want to take a look at that one.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
It's a celebration.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.